KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky, 16 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy and breezy with a high around 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A nine-month remodeling project is officially underway at the Cass County Health System in Atlantic. CCHS CEO Todd Hudspeth said Friday, "Our number one goal is to make improvements that benefit our patients. The three phases of remodeling truly center around what's best for patients and their families. The first phase of the remodeling project involves merging admissions, patient accounts, and health information management into a single department. Previously, Cass County Memorial Hospital and the Atlantic Medical Center maintained separate departments for these three areas. Now the departments have all been merged and the staff is cross-trained to serve both clinic and hospital patients." Hudspeth says this merger of clinic and hospital support departments allows us to serve our patients more efficiently. Wait times should be reduced. We'll be better able to cover any staff shortages, and it's less confusing for patients and families. The former hospital admissions and business office will house a combined patient accounts and health information management department. New private hospital admission offices will be constructed adjacent to the Atlantic Medical Center. The second phase of the project will be to remodel the former Health Information Management Department space into an additional medical suite for the Atlantic Medical Center. The final phase will be expanding Southwest Iowa Surgery by adding office and exam room space for Dr. Edward Fisher, orthopedic surgeon, and Dr. Roger Drown, foot and ankle surgeon. Both physicians are currently working out of the CCMH outpatient clinic until space is available in Southwest Iowa Surgery this fall. And officials at CCMH want you to note that calls to both the Atlantic Medical Center and the Cass County Memorial Hospital are now being answered as Cass County Health System. The staff is cross-trained to be able to direct your call as needed. Hospital admissions is temporarily located in the atrium behind the staircase until the new admissions area is constructed this summer. And all billing, insurance, and medical records questions are being handled at the Atlantic Medical Center. Members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School District's Board of Education will meet in a special session that begins 7 p.m. Monday in the conference room at the Elkhorn High School. Shortly after opening their session, the board will move into a closed session for the purpose of interviewing a candidate or candidates for the school district superintendent principal position. Afterwards, they'll move out of closed session and adjourn for the evening. No action is expected to be taken prior to the conclusion of the session. A decision on hiring is expected to take place sometime in early February. In December, the school board agreed to establish a committee to review applications and set up interviews during the first few weeks of January for the position, which is being left open due to the planned retirement at the end of this school year of current superintendent Dean Schnows. A man who was trying to figure out why his pickup was making strange noises Thursday night ended up hitting a road sign and being cited for careless driving. Red Oak police said yesterday 58-year-old John Richard Mullinex of Red Oak was cited for the offense after officers investigated an accident at 8th Street and Chautauqua Drive where a yield sign had been struck. After officers followed up on information provided by a witness to the incident, they located the suspect vehicle and questioned the driver identified as Mullinex, who admitted that he had been traveling west on Chautauqua when he leaned down to try and figure out where the strange noises were coming from in his truck and then hit the sign. Mullinex said at the time of the accident he didn't know what he hit, so he drove away from the scene. Damage to his 2003 Chevy Silverado pickup was estimated at $200. Elsewhere in state news, a new U.S. Department of Agriculture report says the number of cattle and calves in large Iowa feedlots is unchanged from last year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the number of cattle and calves in Iowa feedlots with capacities of 1,000 or more head totaled about 1.22 million on January 1st. That's the same total as January 1st of 2015. However, the total is up 3% from December. Cattle placements during December totaled 185,000 head. That's a decrease of 16% from November and down 8% from December of 2014. About 142,000 fed cattle were marketed for the month of December. That's up 14% from the previous year. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey on Friday announced that the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is accepting applications for grant funding through the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. The grants are available to support projects that enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops grown in Iowa. The USDA Agricultural Marketing Service, which administers the program, has reported that Iowa will receive $244,352,000 in the funding this year. The grant funds can be used for projects that solely enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops that benefit the specialty crop industry as a whole, and will not be awarded for projects that directly benefit a particular product or provide a profit to a single organization, institution, or individual. Iowa agencies, universities, institutions, and producer, industry, and community-based organizations are all eligible to apply for funding to enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops. In addition, single organizations, institutions, and individuals are encouraged to participate as project partners. Grant awards will be considered up to a maximum of $24,000, and projects can have a duration of up to 30 months or 2.5 years. Specialty crops that are eligible under the program are fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, and horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. Both fresh and processed specialty crops are eligible. Proposals must be received by IDELS on or before 4 p.m. on Monday, May the 2nd. For more information, you can visit the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship's Specialty Crop Block Grant Program at the link under this same story under the Ag and Outdoor section of the programs page at KJAN.com. An Iowa City nonprofit dedicated to rehabilitating injured and sick birds has had a busy first month. Volunteers with the Raptor Advocacy, Rehabilitation, and Education Group, that goes by RARE, has helped 20 birds, most of them raptors. The group formed in late November and operates in a donated space inside Iowa City's Gentle Heart Pet Clinic. Executive Director Luke Hart says RARE is on track to help between 150 and 180 birds this year. He says most of the birds that can be saved will be released into the wild. Those that can't will be sent to nature centers for educational purposes. RARE was started after the McBride Raptor Project ended its bird rehab program in August. Some analysts say spiraling gasoline prices are causing significant instability in stock markets, agricultural commodities markets, and elsewhere. In a survey of bank CEOs in Iowa and 9 other Midwestern states, Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says pessimism is contagious.
With grain prices down, with beef prices down, pork prices down, it's spilling over to the broader economy. Agricultural equipment sales are down to a record low level. We've got farmland prices continuing to decline.
While Iowa is the nation's top ethanol producer, falling prices for grain and fuel are impacting the entire region's ethanol industry. About one-fifth of the bank CEOs surveyed reported ethanol plants in their area had reduced production.
It's not good out there, and of course the global economic slowdown, our trading partners are buying less and less of our agricultural products.
The roller coaster stock market leaves traders with no idea what to expect after huge drops, especially following the shakeup in China's economy.
The market was overpriced to begin with. Now profits have weakened. We've got a Federal Reserve that's raising rates. So I think this is not a time to be buying or selling. The old saying, don't try to catch a falling knife.
In January numbers, Creighton's Rural Main Street Index fell for the fifth straight month and is now at the lowest level since August of 2009. A judge has decided to halt Iowa's efforts to turn over management of its Medicaid program to private insurers. Two companies failing to win bids to help administer the program sued, seeking to halt the transition to managed care, which is now expected to begin in March. Aetna Better Health and Meriden Health Plan claimed the bidding process was rigged and the state should do it over again. They were joined by WellCare, which initially won a contract but was disqualified in December for unfair bidding practices. Polk County Judge Robert Blink said in his ruling Friday the companies failed to show they'd suffer irreparable harm if the plan went forward, and further delaying implementation would cause confusion and uncertainty for the 560,000 Medicaid members and their medical providers. A federal judge has ruled that Iowa State University violated the free speech rights of student members of a pro-marijuana student group by barring them from using a university logo on T-shirts. Judge James Gritzner on Friday granted members of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws a permanent injunction. That means ISU administrators cannot use a trademark policy to prevent the organization from printing shirts depicting a marijuana leaf. Former presidents of the group, Aaron Furley and Paul Gerlich, sued in July of 2014 alleging that ISU withdrew approval of a marijuana-themed T-shirt featuring the school's Psy mascot under pressure from donors and lawmakers. A spokesman for the Attorney General's office says ISU is reviewing options, including an appeal. The students' attorneys say they can now pursue monetary damages. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.